This is a really important lesson that I'm going to teach you today. And it's going to be about the three different kinds of women that you definitely do not want to date. You should make every effort to avoid interaction with them because, in my experience, they are likely to be the most dangerous type of lady to whom you should strive to avoid exposure. In any case, it is a person who struggles with daddy issues, a person who did not have a great role model or a good father when they were growing up. I want to recommend several books on parenting by Dr. Kevin Lemon to any men out there who are fathers to young girls. These books are outstanding, and I think you should read them. It will show you how to bring up your young daughters in a healthy manner so that they will be able to function normally as adults. However, these ladies who grew up in homes where there was neither a strong male figure nor a father figure are a living nightmare. These women have daddy issues. However, this does not inevitably imply that the father was present or absent from the house. It's possible that he was merely a piece of furniture in the house, doing nothing but lounging around and ignoring his daughters. Or he may have been a transient tenant who came and went as he pleased. It could have been the divorce, the constant traveling, or whatever else it could have been. But it's not only about spending time with the small girls. It is about getting them involved in activities and basically exhibiting them to the girls so that they can grow up to be women that men can value because they are strong, smart, intelligent, and emotionally stable. You are powerful, you're an alpha male, and you are the kind of person who doesn't normally put up with nonsense from anyone. Therefore, if you're an entrepreneur or you want to be an entrepreneur, it's essential that you find a lady who will respect and value those types of attributes in you. If a woman or a girl grew up in a house where there was a strong male role model who wasn't necessarily the father, but might have been an uncle or a grandfather instead, that would be ideal. The father doesn't even need to be the role model. As long as there is a strong male role model in that home who has shown her how a man should behave, she will be okay. When I say this, I'm referring to the ability to get down on the ground and play with his little girl, as well as to engage her in conversation, to take her places, and to have daddy-daughter events and nights and other activities of this nature. When I start seeing a new lady, one of the first things that I do is question her about her relationship with her parents. If it was non-existent, or if she had a difficult relationship with her father, then I know I should be very cautious about continuing the relationship. If a lady has daddy issues, it is best to avoid dating her because it will make your life easier overall. If you ask someone about their experience growing up and what her relationship is like with her parents, she is going to start talking about her father, and you are going to start to hear about those stories of the patterns that exist. So pay attention. They are not always easy to spot. But if you ask someone about their experience growing up and what her relationship is like with her parents, she will talk about her father. If a girl has daddy issues, one of the things that will typically occur is that whichever parent is the opposing gender. So once again, females are always going to be male, whatever parent is the opposite gender. If they have unsolved issues, love, want, or needs, or other things of this nature, they may have a tendency to try to make peace with the man who is now in their life by resolving the outstanding issues. It's possible that you're a really kind man, but that she came from a broken home and had a troubled upbringing. It's possible that she'll want to make amends or find a solution to those problems with you, even when there's actually nothing there that needs to be fixed. She believes that it is all in her head. The other potential outcome is that they do not respect the value that you contribute to the situation, which is a common occurrence. If you provide a great deal of value to this situation, regardless of whether you are a firstborn, an experienced person, an alpha, or an entrepreneur, you will be able to do things here. They do not appreciate it since they did not grow up in a house where a man like him was always there. It's just not something that is important to them at all. Therefore, despite the fact that you may have put in a lot of effort throughout your life to reach where you are or to accomplish the things that you have, She is not going to recognize it because she did not value it when she was a youngster. Why should she, a grown woman, place any importance on it? She just doesn't. It's possible that she won't see the importance and power that you bring to the table, in which case the situation could devolve into one in which she takes center stage. If a man was a possibility for her when she was younger, then it is quite unlikely that she will make having one as a priority when she is an adult. At that point in time, she will have the option of choosing him. It isn't hard for her to go if she finds something she doesn't like or if she determines that something isn't meeting her requirements at the moment. To restate, living this way just makes life easier. Avoid associating with a woman if you suspect that she has problems related to her father. Avoid conflating women who have been influenced by a strong male role model at some point in their lives with those whose fathers are labeled. And what I mean by that is that there are women walking around today who have had fathers in their lives, but they have served them their entire life, and you can see it in adulthood. And that is what I mean by that. The way it appears to be is as follows. Daddy, I have to do this, I have to do that, or I have to move something in my house. One of those things is a necessity, and he'll just drop whatever he's doing, show up at her house, and start moving things around and doing things and serving her and painting walls and hanging chandeliers and doing all kinds of other crazy stuff all the time. So what is it that she is going to anticipate from you as a man, the guy that she is dating, or the guy that she is spending her time with? As a result of the fact that this was the kind of treatment she had in the past, she is going to anticipate that you will go out of your way to accommodate all of her needs. Hence, this is the one aspect of this scenario in which you need to exercise extreme caution. She winds up having a father who is very secretive and who will go out of his way to cater to all of her whims and fancies at all times. The second type of woman that you should do everything in your power to steer clear of is the kind of woman who is wanting to be rescued, supported, or saved in some other way. Call her what you will. There are women, and I don't understand, it's like we live in a world where you know feminism came out in the 1960s or 1970s or whenever it was, but we still live in a world today where women want to stand on their own 2 feet or at least give the impression they do, but yet they go around in life picking and choosing what they should and shouldn't do. It's like we live in a world where you know feminism, you must either help them or save them. And I didn't truly understand this idea until the past few years, when I met a person at a gathering in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. He told me that either option is necessary. While we were doing off-road due to begin with some other business people, I was having supper with him, and he was telling me about his experience with the woman he is dating at the moment. He is currently living a second life. He was explaining to me that when he entered his late 30s and 40s, he became tired of dating women who needed to be safe, but didn't comprehend what that meant. I believe I was married at the time, but as I've learned after becoming single and venturing out into the dating scene in the past few years, there's a woman out there that is searching for people to take care of their problems. I believe I was married at the time. If they are getting to the point where they haven't been able to stand on their own 2 feet and are seeking for a guy to rescue them and take care of them, then that's just a liability. If they are getting in for getting to that point, then that's a liability. Both men and women should be able to support themselves financially and emotionally. There shouldn't be gold diggers or pigeons. We are going to make up one column, which means that the other columns will rely on us for support. They should be able to look after themselves without any assistance. Avoid associating with ladies of this type. They are only going to use you as a means to further their own ends, and one of the telltale indicators of this is when the person starts talking about the prior relationships that she's had with males who she's dated. Stay away from women who are in need of being saved if they begin to ask for gifts within the first month or so of the relationship, if they do not have money, if they have never offered to pick up things like that, and if you have gained knowledge about their selfishness. The third and last category of women you should avoid at all costs is those who are continually engaged in conflict with their former partners over financial matters and child custody. I really don't get why we live in a world where people are constantly getting divorced and going their separate ways. A child needs to have an equal amount of time spent with both of their parents, regardless of whether the male parent is a complete degenerate or a deadbeat criminal. Whatever the case may be, there is simply no reason why there should be a dispute in court over custody, especially when the issue at hand is truly just about money, child support, and other similar matters. If one spouse has custody of the child the majority of the time, and the other parent gets shafted every other weekend or on Wednesday nights for supper, then all of the time and money goes to the mother, and the father does not have any influence or contact with his child. It has been completely wasting a lot of money and other resources. If you meet a lady who is that single, it's likely that she's been divorced. Thus, you should steer clear of divorced women in the first place. They are nothing but a source of frustration. They have not yet come to an agreement over their divorce. If, on the other hand, you come across a woman who is the mother of a kid but is continuously in conflict with the father of that child over issues such as financial support, custody of the child, and visitation rights, then you should steer clear of that lady. There are many women in the globe who are getting along well with their former partners, despite the fact that they may have children from previous relationships who are now grown up. They take turns becoming parents. If there are children involved, the children must spend time with both of their parents. When does it leave you time to go out with her? If she's always got the kids all the freaking time, then this is never going to happen, or you end up being like the surrogate father, as if these children are your own. That's the other thing from your point of view. When does it leave you time to go out with her? They did not originate from you, thus there is no reason for you to continue to support them. Do not get connected with such ladies, since there should be a father in the scene who is responsible for looking after them. That's all for today, guys. If you found value in this video, don't forget to smash the like and subscribe button to get more dope content like this. Till next time.